healthy life. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial set correct? Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live from Conspiracy Fact Central, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A, where conspiracy theories are actually conspiracy fact. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com, and you can share these broadcasts with friends and family by clicking on usaprepares.com, then listen to Vincent, and you can receive the archives for free, the podcasts for free. You can listen on your smartphone, and you can listen on the Internet, and, of course, you can listen on AM, FM, and satellite radio. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is producing the broadcast in Minnesota, and John Reagan's with us. He's been to our Get Prepared Expo as an instructor. He's been to the meetups, and he's been in the broadcast classroom. Today we're going to talk about spy technology. You won't believe what you're about to hear. Conspiracy facts, spy technology used against us. Welcome, John Reagan.
Hallows Eve to you.
Hey, John, you were at the meetup on Monday night. It was great to see you again, of course, and you brought an interesting heater that you built out of a couple flower pots, a small heater that can work to assist the heat needed in a single room, and it was great to see that. That was a real hit of Monday's show and tell. Now, John, you've got an MBA. You've written a book called The Financial State of the Union. It's right in the Library of Congress right now waiting for final approval so that you can go to print with it. That's great. I'm really looking forward to it, but I can't believe how long the government's taking. Do you think they're mad at us?
Well, part of it was the shutdown, and in fact, I just sent an email off finding out where we are in the process. But they may want to lose the information because it doesn't paint the government in a good light.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, John, today we're going to talk about technology, spy technology, surveillance technology. And so phase one is surveillance, and phase two is going to be control, right? So we're looking at two parts for this broadcast today, and then the second part's going to be on Friday. So, John, would you like to start with the military and you want to start with fake electronics?
Well, I want to put some things in perspective, too. When I was going through my MBA program, one of the great bits of wisdom I got out of that is you need to know your competition. Because if you don't know where your competition is, they're ahead of you. That was a similar bit of wisdom that's also taught in the military. You have to know your enemy. And, of course, if you don't know where your enemy is, they're ahead of you. And I think that applies in preparedness, too, is you have to know your situation. You have to know what you're up against. And
yes,
this is, in fact, end up being eye-opening for me because as I go through my daily news sources, I clip articles that I find might be important. And I just went back to October 15th, and in the last 15 days, I pulled 25 articles I clipped dealing with spy technology. And for everyone listening, if you go to my website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, under the news tab, I've put in the links to all those resources so you can peruse those at your leisure. So you have a choice where you want to start in this area. It's all depressing no matter where you start.
Well, I just picked under you've got paradigms of control, and under the military section, you've got fake electronics, DARPA's Skynet, and then you've got DARPA's artificial intelligence. Why don't we start with the fake electronics? And when we get down to DARPA's artificial intelligence, I've got a few pieces of information. I was involved in artificial intelligence technology, building it back in the 1980s, in the early days. Now, I'll just talk about just how it's taken over, something that I built has taken over since the 1980s. But let's start with fake electronics.
And fake electronics is really nothing new. When I was running an IT shop about 10 years ago, I ran across an article where there was this counterfeit Cisco gear, and Cisco is pretty much used as the backbone for all the main routers in companies and on the internet. And there was a picture of the counterfeit gear in its box and a picture of the real gear in its box. And even if you were a Cisco vendor, you'd have a hard time telling the difference between what was real and what was fake.
Mm-hmm.
And why that's so critical, it's not just like you go get a knockoff purse or something where you're denying somebody the royalties on their copyright. With the fake electronics, you don't know what's inside it. So with this networking gear, it could very easily have additional circuitry in there to basically listen to everything on your network. Another thing that's pointed out in the fake electronics article is a lot of these chips end up in major weapon systems. And these chips are supposed to be built to military specifications. However, the counterfeit chips may only be, or quite often would be, civilian specifications. And if there's like an electromagnetic pulse, EMP, that chip could fail, rendering the whole weapon system unusable. That alone is rather disturbing, and it's something that our government's well aware of. The Senate has tried investigating, and of course, China doesn't want to cooperate because, hey, you know, they own us anyway.
Well, let's talk about this for just a minute. One of our instructors has been on the air with us many times. His name is Bert Bertonis, out of Silicon Valley, California. He's a patent holder. He's a electrical engineer. He's a designer. He's also an expert witness. And he was telling me off the air many years ago that he was called in to do some analysis of an electronic consumer product, one that we all probably have, or maybe not the same brand, but I'm sure we all have one of these things. And he was telling me that the manufacturer, the United States company that manufactured them, had them actually constructed in China. And it seemed that there were more of them on the market than the factory was producing. So he was asked to find out what's going on, because there were counterfeit products, and they were very, very close, if not identical, to the original that the U.S. manufacturer was having made in China. And he got out a microscope and he was looking at the printed circuit boards. He was looking at the chips. He was looking at the case. He was looking at every single component. And what he found out was shocking, that the counterfeits were identical, absolutely identical in every way. And upon further research, he found out why. They were made in the same factory. So what was happening is this Chinese factory had the day shift, and U.S. managers were working the day shift, you know, supervising production, taking counts and inventory and all that. But at night, when the U.S. managers went down, the factory started up again, and they started making the counterfeit models, and they were flooding the market with them. So the counterfeits were made at the same factory. Now, what you're talking about is if we have a chip and it has some EMP resistance technology built into it, some shielding and so forth, and the Chinese are making those chips for our military, and they leave out the shielding, for example, and they sell them to us, and then they have a device to defeat the chip with an electronic pulse or an electromagnetic wave weapon that they could fire at us to defeat the chip that they built for our weapon system. Wouldn't that be something? So I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you, and you're right. So let's continue.
Well, that's something that is already going on. Now, mm-hmm. DARPA is part of the Department of Defense, the Advanced Research Project Agency, and they are having contests. So one is offering a $2 million prize to essentially come up with how to build Skynet.
Mm-hmm.
So they will reward you for giving us more technology that works against us. The idea is DARPA wants to have systems that can update its own code on the fly and have better than human reasoning abilities that would protect itself against intrusion, do its own security, and, that just comes to me way too close to what we saw in the Terminator movies.
John Reagan, I believe what we're talking about is something analogous to this. We used to have gauges in our automobiles back in the 1960s. You could look at the oil pressure gauge. You could look at the voltmeter. You could look at the ammeter. You could look at the water temperature gauge in your automobile or your truck. And they were replaced with idiot lights to just blink and come on and just say, okay, here's the problem. It's the alternator or oil pressure. What we're talking about is computer systems that can say, whoa, we're going to have a problem. Let's fix it before we have a problem. John Reagan, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. What we're talking about is absolutely real.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it. And I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I'd like to congratulate two of our very loyal students. Janet has been with us for years, and she comes to all the meetups, and she's been a staff person at the Get Prepared Expo, and she's created a survival meetup in Springfield, a very specialized one, and I congratulate Janet for building an event that she has in Springfield, specifically designed to help people help themselves. And Deborah in Nixa, she's been to our meetups, and she has taken the bull by the horns, and she's created a meetup in her community, Nixa. So I want to congratulate two of these ladies, both of them, for taking the bull by the horns and working with people in their own communities to help protect themselves. I love it. John Reagan's with us. John Reagan, U.S. Air Force officer, retired. John, we're talking about DARPA offering millions of dollars to hackers to build systems that may ultimately work against us. And they're saying that they're for the good of the country. Please continue.
Yes, and the artificial intelligence area gets very interesting because now we have what's called quantum computers. And these don't work like the computers we're used to dealing with every day. The ones that we use are binary digital computers. It's kind of like a light switch. It's either on or it's off. And there's no in between. With quantum computers, it can be off, on, or both. And what that allows them to do is solve problems much, much faster than it would take with our current ordinary computers. This has a big ramification for cryptography. Because now when you have a large key that you use to encrypt something, the computer would have to brute force trying to figure out what that key is. And if that key is very long, that could take thousands of years or longer just to brute force your way through that. Well, with a quantum computer with a large enough bit size, it can basically come up with the answer in a matter of minutes. So it's really a big game changer to employ quantum computers on artificial intelligence level. And this is probably a good point for you to put in your bit on artificial intelligence.
Okay. Class, back in the 1980s, I worked for several banks, credit card banks. And on Mondays and Fridays, the young people who sat behind the screens, who would talk to customers, the customer service agents, the telephone representatives, sometimes they're called operators, those people who are interfacing with the computer and you on the telephone, they'd be sick on Fridays and Mondays because they'd want a three-day weekend. So what we had to do to overcome the outage of the representatives, the low staff volumes of those days, we replaced them with a computer. And this was the beginning of artificial intelligence. And actually, we had algorithms that would read a computer screen in English. So we combined human voices with reading a screen. So if a caller called in and said, yeah, I wonder what my balance on my credit card is, we would, in a human voice, say, enter your account number on your telephone, and then enter your PIN number, and in a human, so we recorded these pieces of voice and played them back over the telephone to the caller. And what this did was it replaced people, and we're now all sick of that. And that was the technology, the artificial intelligence, which is called audio response technology. So we used a computer with a human voice to replace people. And boy, did we do it. And we replaced a lot of people. We probably replaced easily half of the staff by a computer. Each computer would replace, each personal computer would replace 8 people. Yeah. So that is the early days of artificial intelligence. What it has done in the last 25 years. It's unbelievable. John Reagan, Vin Finelli, we'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan's with us. And we've been talking about spy technology. And just one more example or two more examples of artificial intelligence. What's happened in the progression of the technology is, you know, we've got these license plate scanners that are in police cars, and they're looking out, they're looking for expired license plates and other sources of revenue. So artificial intelligence, that's a deployment right there. And also facial recognition. You know, if you're at a ball game, there are facial recognition applications that can find out who you are by your face at a ball game. So, John Reagan, let's continue, please.
I think that's a pretty good wrap-up on the military side of things. Next section I have, if you're following our resources, is computers and phones. When I entered the Air Force, I was in the computer career field, which was called data automation at the time. And about halfway in, that career field got merged with communications, and became the information systems career field. And at that time, I started learning more about what went on in communications that, you know, the average person on the street doesn't get to know about. Back then, we had the phones where you could unscrew the mouthpiece and take out the microphone. And what we didn't really realize at the time is that even when the phone was on the hook, that microphone was still transmitting. Mm-hmm. So if you went up to the telephone pole and did your alligator clips into the phone line there, you could just sit there and listen to what's going on. And I'm pretty sure they had that capability all the way back to the central office.
Mm-hmm.
The
oh, sure.
modern phones we have, you don't get the opportunity to take the microphone out, much like we have with our cell phones today. And I don't know about the desktop phones. I don't have confirmation on it, but I imagine they work like the cell phones where they can turn on the microphone and listen anytime they want to. So,
well, I can tell you this, John, I can tell you this. Mrs. Finelli puts a piece of what looks like Tupperware. It's translucent, or you can actually see through it. And she puts that over our cell phone so, it can receive a signal. But anyone who's listening is going to get a muffled sound. And those cell phone, or the cell phone that we have, we share one, is not where we are. So it's in another room. So you might want to consider doing that class. You might want to consider it. It means you have to get up and get to the phone if it rings, but you're a little safer because the electromagnetic radiation is farther away from you, and it's harder to listen in to what you're saying. Please continue, John.
But by the time we get down to smart dust and smart rocks, you won't even worry about your phone anymore.
Right. Right. And we're not kidding. We're talking about smart dust and smart rocks. We absolutely are. Let's continue.
One of the articles is remote controlled computers, and this was also up on USA Prepares last week. Intel is coming out with a new line of chips. It's the i7 vPro series. And what's different about this is it has a separate processor with a separate embedded operating system that allows remote repair of the computer. And nice convenience for anybody wanting to get in to do whatever they want with your computer. So long as the computer is connected to a power source, not even have to be turned on, and connected to the internet, this device can be activated. And mm-hmm. because it is separate from the processor and operating system you're using, it's unlikely you could tell that your computer is being accessed while you're on it. So mm-hmm. literally anything that's on your computer would be available to whoever has control of that diagnostic processor.
Yeah, so what we're learning, class, is the processors are being hailed by Intel as, boy, this is great because we can remotely access processors and repair them and update software and, you know, update the computers and do diagnostics and repairs to the computers. But what it also means is it can be remotely accessed for other purposes, nefarious purposes, and you won't even know that your computer has been accessed. We're talking about all the devices can be turned on. Your microphone in your computer can be turned on. Your camera can be turned on, all remotely when your computer is powered off, because there's an additional power source in your computer that you're not aware of. And additionally, that power source can be used to actually fully bring your computer to life if that's what they want to do. So your computer, if it's plugged in and if it's connected to the internet somehow, whether it be wired or wireless, can your information can be scooped away by the government without you even knowing it. And that's when it's off. It can also be done when it's on. So 24 hours a day, if it's plugged in and has internet access or through Wi-Fi, you can be hacked, snooped by your government with the assistance of Intel. And not only at the personal level, but at the server level. So if you have a server in your business, at your home, those, or on the internet, those, all of these can be accessed remotely. I'm not kidding. The article's on the website, usapreparedness.com, if you'd like to see it. Okay, John, more bad news, right? Let's hear
it. Well, I also want to point out that you don't have to have this new processor to have all that surveillance done on you. It's just today we have to do it either embedded in the operating system that you use or with additional software that's been downloaded on your computer without your knowledge. So it could be detectable because it's still running in your computer space. This new processor just removes that from where you can't even see it.
Right. And John, I don't know any computer professional who doesn't believe that in the Microsoft operating environment that there aren't back doors. I don't know a single one who thinks that there are no back doors built in by Microsoft to their operating environment. Do you?
And I think that's all come out with Snowden and all the NSA revelations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we knew it back in the 1990s. Yeah. Or we believed it. But we couldn't prove it because it was a closed operating system. So the answer, and we try to provide answers here at USAPrepares.com. John, I think the answer is going to be Linux, right? I mean, that's going to be our best hope.
It helps, but again, in the scheme of things, it really doesn't matter. Because they still control the communication lines, and they can pretty much tell everything that's going on your computer anyway. And beyond that, you know, the way they used to have to spy on you, and I learned this from when I was in Europe, things worked differently in the UK because we didn't beat them in World War II. Our servicemen there are subject to the same rules as a UK citizen. So if you want a TV set, you have to pay a tax for that TV. And if you have a color TV, the tax is higher than a black and white TV.
Mm-hmm.
And this is back in the 80s. The UK government would take a van, drive down the street, and tune into the TV set to verify that you're paying the appropriate level of tax based on whether you have black and white or color TV.
Mm-hmm.
They can also tune in to your computer screen and see what's on your computer screen. That's why we had what was called Tempest in the military, where the screen would be protected with a mesh that allowed it to not be read. And if we had other classified systems that did not have the Tempest certification, those systems had to be located inside a vault. And in fact, that's what I worked with on the nuclear planning system in the basement of the Pentagon. I had to go into a vault, and we were actually on the same raised floor as the computer system, just in a separate room with the terminals. But they were ordinary commercial-grade terminals that we used. But because of being in a vault, it couldn't be spied on.
Mm-hmm. And the same is true for the glass right outside the Oval Office. They put that same technology in the glass because what they found many, many years ago was someone with a electronic listening device could listen to what's happening in the Oval Office and read the screens. So they put that technology in the glass, in the windows. John,
there's additional technology they do with the glass, too, because you can sit there with a laser and point the laser at the glass and listen to the conversations going on in the room.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Moving on, I've got a link called Thought Controlled Computers. This is a news article out of the Australia, and it's saying that thought controlled computers are closer than we think. And here's where it's scanning your brain waves to do something with your computer. So this is handy for, people that have disabilities or just you wanted to do hands-free type computing. Well, the flip side of that, too, is that computer is now interfaced with your brain and is able to read what you're thinking. And we'll get that more when we get to the mind and body section.
Oh, man. John Reagan, the financial state of the union.com. John Reagan's book, The Financial State of the Union. And you can see it at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. It's stuck in the Library of Congress waiting for approval. We'll be right back.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at thepretmart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at thepretmart.com. That's thepretmart.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro
plant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro plant powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com if you'd like to visit the website. Also link on page one, USAPrepares.com. John, there's so much that we wanted to talk about. We haven't gotten through half of it, but we're talking about thought control. You're going to be back Friday, 9 a.m. Central, right here on USA Prepares for part two. Let's continue with thought control.
Well, let's go ahead and move on down to cars and see if we can make it through that today.
Okay. All right.
A lot of people have purchased cars that have OnStar built into it, or they've had it put into their into their car. Even if you do not subscribe to the on-car service, you have paid for your own surveillance, because the OnStar service is connected to the cellular network, and it can be used to listen in, and it can also be used to control the car. Then,
John,
I've got, yes.
John, please say that again. I want to make sure everybody hears what you just said. Please say that again. It can be used to listen in and control your car.
Yes.
Right?
The OnStar service, it's supposed to be you punch the button and they, reply to you, but just like any other phone, that microphone can be turned on. And you know that it has some capability over your car. They can at least open your doors. We don't know exactly what all the capabilities are. And that's before we get to the black
box.
And
maybe if you're... Yeah. Okay. All right. I was thinking that, obviously the plan would be to be able to shut down your car, for example, if you're in being pursued by the police and they want to shut your car down. I would think that technology has been thought of, and maybe, okay.
Well, black boxes started to be included in the cars back in the 90s. And you cannot buy a car today without one. And we know it records things like speed. I think all the new ones have GPS in it, so it knows where you are, can tell if which passenger seats are occupied, whether or not they're wearing seat belts. So it can be very incriminating to you if you're in an accident. There was an article in the LA Times, which is what the black box link is to. And the latest push is they want to now tax you by the mile for each and every mile you drive, basically making every road a toll road. And it can get much worse than that, too, because it's got the GPS and it's also got your speed. It could, in essence, retroactively find you guilty of speeding. And it could also say that that was a temporary work zone. And if this is all presented to you after the fact, unless you're recording everything you do, you would have absolutely no defense saying that you were innocent.
The ramifications, the implications are profound, absolutely profound. We are being tracked in so many ways. I mean, we know about the telephone calls, we know about the texts, the tweets, the emails, but driving in our car and being taxed by the mile. And you can see a lot of this has to do with the government control over us. John Reagan, I really appreciate it. We've got so much more to do. That'll be Friday, this Friday, part two. John Reagan. If you want to go to his website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Link to John Reagan's website, page one, usapreparis.com, in the instructor section at the bottom in the black. John, thanks so much for being with us. Hour number two, Mike Parsons. Mike Parsons and I are going to talk about anxious police. They seem to be on edge. We'll be right back after top of the hour.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.